You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
Triangle Tire, Tires for Life presents Dave's Corner Garage. The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed can sometimes be accompanied by hand gestures, which your sister may find offensive, but you think are hilarious. There's one in every family. Buckle in, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your top-down, wind-in-your-hair, Saturday morning automotive thrill ride. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, but right now, love us on Zoomer Radio.
Yee-haw, baby!
That's not too bad.
I think I just hurt myself.
Yeah, possibly. Possibly.
Goodness. Well, good morning. Welcome to Dave's Corner Garage. It's probably the nicest weekend we have seen in weeks. It's just gorgeous out there.
And, yeah.
And we gave Al the day off because it's his birthday, and he's up in Collingwood.
Is that where he goes?
Yeah.
Okay. He's looking pretty good for 80.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
you got to sit here next week with him.
I can handle that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we've got a special guest in studio with us for the entire hour. It's David Pula. Welcome to the show.
Steve, thank you for having me.
Hey.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks for joining us. We're gonna talk tires, which is, you know, one of my favorite things. Yeah, I was at the track burning some rubber this week as well.
The best.
Yeah. Oh, this is the new cologne you have.
Yeah, that's why I smell so funny.
Ode to Triangle. David is with Triangle Tire, and because of this great company who's part of Dynamic, we're going to be giving you a chance for the rest of this month to win a full set of tires from Triangle. And just go to davescornergarage.com and look for the little contest that you put the car together in. Brian, it was very nice.
What did I do?
He did a nice little car.
Yeah, so, no, it was fun. Yeah, have a look at Dave's Corner Garage. And it's, of course, if you visit Dave's Corner Garage on Facebook or Dave's Corner Garage 1 on Instagram, all the details are there as well.
Right, plus besides the tires, you get a chance to win a $250 Esso gift card, which, considering where gas prices are going, again.
And all these cars I'm driving lately take premium. Like,
oh,
I see the regular price, I'm like, oh, this is not good. And then when I have to put premium in the car, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, ouch.
It's insane. What are you using your car?
I'm putting premium.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a guy pulled up next to me a couple days ago. He's got a truck, and he's putting in diesel.
Yeah.
And diesel was $210.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
And I just gassed him, like, what is it, you know, what do you drop when you're doing that for a full tank? He said, almost $190.
Yeah.
Just insane.
Sounds like you're going electric soon.
I think so.
I don't know about that. I was a major advocate until recently when I got caught out and couldn't get the charge that I needed.
Yeah,
it was not great. So day to day driving, charger at home, no problem.
It's getting better with that.
It is. It's improving. And I think we've got our friends at Ivy coming on the show soon.
Yeah.
And the Ivy network, which is at all the en routes and other locations, those are great. They're like reliable, fast. It's what you want. But I was nowhere near an Ivy, and okay. I was kind of stuck.
We had a friend that was making a commute from Montreal and back in February. And
oh, no.
Yeah, minus 10, minus 12 at highway speed doesn't last too long, so you're making several stops.
Yeah, and then a few trucks on the highway.
You get some traffic, somebody else is charging. And
oh, you're done.
So, yeah, not longevity-wise.
Sure, and technology is where things are going, and we're going to have Mark Saltzman, known as the Game Tech Guy. He's going to be on with some interesting news of what's happening with GM.
And Ford.
And Tesla.
And maybe we might even talk about Mercedes integrating ChatGPT into their cars. That's that AI that everybody's talking about.
It's like, can you imagine? No, I won't go into this. We'll talk about that later on, ChatGPT.
And
it's spooking me out. I'm going like, I can't handle this.
Oh, yeah, we'll get you on. We'll get you on there, Steve.
But
no worries.
You're going to be hooked in no time, I
know.
Promise.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Plus, this weekend, of course, is the Grand Prix.
Canadian Grand Prix in Montreal.
Yeah.
And we have a special guest, Gunther Steiner, who some people might know from Drive to Survive on Netflix. Or if you just watch Formula One He's on the broadcast all the time because he's such a personality.
And I have to admit, I've heard the interview, and it's really good. So there's some interesting language going on.
No, he was good.
So listen, stay with us for the entire hour. Don't forget a contest. We'll get into more about Triangle Tire and why they are such a great choice for you. Right after this break, this is Dave's Corner Garage on a Saturday morning in the Big Smoke, which has finally gone away, it looks like. We'll be back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio, not with Alan Gelman, because he's celebrating his birthday, apparently.
His 80th.
Steve Scheinman's here, and David Pula from Triangle Tires joining us.
Thank you for having.
Hey, thanks for joining us. We got like I said, I spend way too much time messing with tires. And, I was at the racetrack, had to do a couple of sessions. I don't need to spend all day, but, you spend a couple of 20-minute sessions on the racetrack, and you really get to know a tire.
For sure.
And, these tires weren't necessarily meant for the racetrack, but, they were around, and they did their job.
Pushing to the limits?
Oh, yeah, a little bit beyond the limits.
Yeah.
But there's... My life these days is dealing with race cars, and of course we've got this big massive hauler, and it needs tires too. And we were talking earlier in the green room about these transport truck tires. I had no idea that there's a particular strategy to sort of maximize the way that operators can use these tires.
Yeah, so you want to maintain your tire pressures, right? Make sure that you're not overloading anything, right? So it'll help extend the life of them, and it'll just make it a nicer ride as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. But a lot of our listeners have RVs, trailers, that sort of thing.
Heading up north on nice weekends.
Nice weekends like this weekend. Like it's gorgeous, right? And people are heading up north, and of course, I've been towing boats and all kinds of stuff for years, and Triangle kind of covers all of this range, including passenger vehicles, light trucks.
Right into your OTR vehicles, loaders, construction vehicles. On the ST segment, though, so pretty niche in terms of size assortment, right? There's about six sizes that are pretty common out there. Majority of your utility trailers, pulling your boats and such that you'll find out there. So that's something that we've been involved in for a really long time. We make a quality product. We're putting it to the test, right? So when looking at a ST tire, it's extremely important for the safety and the durability, right? We're commonly seeing over air pressures out there, people overloading, right? So
yeah,
we want to be safe, especially when you're driving up north, right? Highway 400, pretty congested. So
yeah, and you just don't want to get stuck at the side of the road when it's so busy. So what are some ways that people can check their tires, also maintain them over
the winter time? Yeah,
there's winter. There's also summer. It's 12. We've got this bizarre climate, right, where we've got cold and we've got heat and UV rays,
which puts stress on your tires, right? Constant, contraction, expansion, right?
Sure.
With the heat. On a day like today, right? If you're moving pretty quickly out there on the highway, those things are going to heat up pretty quickly. So that's where we definitely want to keep air pressures in mind. That's the most important, right? So in hotter months like such, those things are going to heat up, they're going to expand, pressures are going to increase. So we want to just be mindful of that. Check your air pressures before you're leaving your house.
Right.
Regular maintenance checks, right? Check them out, see if you see any uneven wear, any funky looking patches in your tread patterns, right? Things like that. Winter wise, though, you want to get those things off the ground if you're storing.
So in, layman's question here, because Brian will go, oh, here he goes. But it's true. Hey, I'm a layman. What do you do?
Yeah.
But,
you always have good questions, Steve.
Thanks, Dad. In your car, you have the gauge on the side of your car where the pressures are. So if you have a trailer, how do you know what kind of pressures you should be putting into your tires there?
Yeah, that's where you got to keep the right tools handy.
See, good question.
It's a very good question.
Thanks, Dad.
Good question. So you want to have an air pressure gauge on you and make sure it's... within spec. If it's been hanging around the garage for a few years, it might be uncalibrated, right? So you want to make sure that you're getting the right air pressures and the right readings, right? Because it's pretty easy for an inaccurate number to be displayed there. So
it's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah.
So in terms of maintaining like trailer tires, when someone's got a camper or a boat trailer where they're really, it's sitting more, 99.9% of the time. How should people be maintaining those tires?
frequent rotates.
Yeah,
really.
But when it's sitting, right, that's how you're going to get your flat spots, especially over winter season, longer periods of time. So you can either you know, have it lifted up, or if that's not, you know, accessible to do, but you can move it around, right? Even moving here and there, just get it sit like off the same spot that it's been sitting on. That'll definitely help.
And storage wise, over the winter time,
over the winter, you want to try to get them up in the air.
Yeah,
for sure. And if not, get a foam pad on there. Get, you know, help alleviate the pressure. When it's sitting in the same spot, if you put something flat underneath, it'll kind of spread it out a little bit more. So,
and is there any kind of we had a listener years ago? Is there any kind of spray like you can put on your tires to keep them going better when it comes through the wintertime into spring?
Nothing that I'm familiar with. No, I don't think so. But
yeah, this guy phoned up one day and he said, he's some farmer up in way up. Nice guy. I don't want to throw me the bus right away.
Don't give his name.
No, I won't. Bob. And he used linseed oil. And he says, great, nice shine on my tire. And the problem was he was taking... We said, what color was the cloth you were using? He said, well, it was white, and then it got really dark because he was taking the rubber off. So we'll talk about that, how you can maintain the tires. Yeah, Bob's a little slow. Yeah. Anyway, just a reminder that today Crown is having their annual Wash for Wish car wash for $10 at any Crown location drop in, and it's money raised for the Children's Wish Foundation, which is great. Dave's Corner Garage, the Grand Prix in Montreal, F1.
Yes.
You got somebody coming up this weekend.
Yeah, we got Gunther Steiner from MoneyGram Haas F1 coming up right after the break.
You'll love this interview. This is Dave's Corner Garage with David Pula from Triangle Tire. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with David Pula from Triangle Tire. And joining us on the line is somebody you might know if you watch Drive to Survive on Netflix. And if you're a Formula One fan, you definitely know this gentleman. It's Gunther Steiner, team principal at MoneyGram Haas F1. Gunther, welcome to the show. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. And happy to be here.
Oh, thank you. And we polled our listeners. The most important question that they wanted me to ask is, when you call Gene, does he always answer?
When he's free, yes. Yes, he's normally, he's a good, what you call it, a good answerer. I don't know how you want to call it, but that's what he is. Yeah, no, he's very diligent in answering, yeah. And otherwise, he calls back within the hour normally.
And, you know, that's always fun because, I mean, everybody knows you're from Drive to Survive. But more importantly, Canadian Grand Prix is here. And what are you and the team looking forward to about the Canadian Grand Prix?
I think, yeah, sporting-wise, we look forward because Barcelona and the last two races, Barcelona and Monte Carlo, were not good for us, the races. I mean, we had a good qualifying in Barcelona, but the race, we didn't look good, or we didn't do a good enough job. So we look forward for putting that one right, to understand more and hopefully getting the points, because we can do it. We just need to have a very good, smooth weekend, because everybody else is very strong, you know, and it's just like hard work. And obviously last week, there's a lot of work gone in to analyze what went not so right, if not to say wrong, in Barcelona on the race. And I think there is a few things we found we can do better, and we want to try them. So obviously Friday is a very important day for us. But in general, it's just every race we come to this year is we are looking for points, because it is possible, but we need to do a perfect job, because as I said before, all the other teams are very strong. And I mean, everybody likes always to come back to Montreal. You know, it's a nice racetrack. It's, I would say, pretty challenging as a racetrack for the team and for the drivers. And obviously, the guys like it here. I mean, the nightlife in Montreal is pretty good.
It sure is. Montreal is legendary. As the only American team in Formula One, how important is it for Haas F1 to now have five races in the region? And two-parter, which of the events is your favorite?
I think it's very important, but I think more than for Haas F1, it's very important for Formula One in general to have five races in North America, because it is still the biggest economy in the world, you know, and we underserved this region before, in my opinion. Now having five races in North America, it's fantastic, I would say. For Haas, in general, we've got with MoneyGram, our title sponsor is from the States, so they are pretty happy, even if they promoting globally, that is their aim, but being back on home turf, it's always nice, you know, to have your own people around you. But coming back here, it's always good.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place. It's one of those iconic races, and I know fans enjoy it. I certainly enjoy it.
It's difficult to say which is the best one because they are so different between each other. So everybody, all the each race has got its speciality, and they're all nice. And that is maybe a very vanilla answer, but it's the truth, you know, because you cannot compare Miami with a racetrack like Austin, you know, or the vibe about it. Obviously, Las Vegas will be topping another something else, and Canada is it's you know, very historical place because we are coming here a long time, but still a lot of people enjoy it just to come here because the summer is coming, you know, things like this. So I don't have a specific favorite of the races in America.
With respect to your book Surviving to Drive, it's a different take on what you'd expect from somebody who's an experienced team principal and a long history in motorsport. So instead of doing the cliched autobiography, you're kind of showing readers what happens behind the scenes. And I'm really curious what you learned in the process of writing the book.
That was the aim in the beginning. When I was approached to write the book, that's how it started. I said, I'm not going to do, as you called it, the cliché autobiography, basically how great I am, what I did and what I didn't do, and move on. I said, I mean, there's and nothing wrong if somebody wants to do one. I said, that's just not for me. And then the people which approached me said, no, we want to do something completely different. We want to do like a diary. And then I said, okay, let me think about it. And I thought about it. And I said, okay, it could be good. But it was not my idea. It was their idea because they had the same idea as if you do another autobiography. It's nothing bad with it, but you know, it's not exciting, or people cannot have anything new. And that's where this idea came up. And obviously, we picked a good year for it, to be honest, you know, and the ghostwriter did a very good job in writing it. You know, he understood how I'm thinking. So that's where this book came out. And it looks like that people are enjoying it, you know, because it is mainly a little bit different, you know.
We're about a third of the way through the season, and both Kevin and Nico have scored points, which is awesome. But what are you focused on as team principal, and what's the team focused on for the rest of the season?
To get mainly to get an understanding of the issue which I explained before in the race, we have got the too big degradation of the tires. And because once we sort that one out, and it's not only for this season, we need to fix that for next season as well, that we are sure that we can avoid that, because that is our biggest problem in the moment. So that is what we try to do. And if we can fix it, obviously we will score more points. And otherwise, we are always, it's a risk that we are in the points or not. So this is what we are mainly focusing on, to sort out that little bit, which we have not got a good understanding. Because the day we get a good understanding, I'm sure we can fix it.
And last question for you. How is it, I'm certain when you started your career in motorsport, you never sought out to achieve fame. And how are you dealing with now this in, you know, accidental fame?
Nothing different than before. I mean, I didn't change my habits or nothing. I mean, it's just like sometimes you have to think things take sometimes a little bit longer to get to places. And, you know, and you always need to be aware that you will be recognized somewhere, even if you don't realize it. So, you know, not that I do stupid things in general, but you have to really think about not to do them.
It's true. And you know, now that I'm on the NBC broadcast in the States, I have to be well behaved. It's not the same level of fame that you've inadvertently achieved, but it's a funny thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a funny thing when you know it's always somebody who could not he could it is normal, you know. You get recognized. It's you just have to live with it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Gunther, thank you very much for joining us. I sincerely appreciate it. We're looking forward to having a good race here in Canada this weekend.
Thank you very much, and you're welcome, Ryan. Thank you.
Thanks again, Gunther, and I'm glad we got through this without any cursing. You're listening to Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Steve Scheinman, not Alan Gellman, because he's away celebrating his 80th birthday, and David Pula from Triangle Tire.
Thanks for having me again, guys.
Glad you could be here. Recently, I drove... I was driving a friend's car, and it had Triangle Tires on it, which I wasn't expecting, and a little bit of a performance car. And let's just say I did not drive it easy. I fully enjoyed it. And
Bigfoot, it's his nickname.
No, it's not. It's precision, oh. Precision foot.
I see.
Yeah, there you go.
And you know, on the various on ramps and stuff around the city, I got to really enjoy the car, and the tires were fantastic.
So. I started in the tire industry probably 14 years ago, I was at an independent retailer in Toronto here, and started on the shop floor, progressed into sales, and started finding a reoccurring theme that I'm selling these, you know, good-looking, high-performance, directional tread patterns made by Triangle. And it's funny how things kind of come full circle that I'm now working for them and selling them just the larger quantities, I hope, at times. But nonetheless, for the last 14 years, having driven on the product, we've put them to the test. For sure.
Yeah. And, it's performing well. And, you know, we often get people calling in or writing in on our various socials about the unique thing that, and you can speak to this a bit more, is that Triangle is one of the few companies that have these warranties.
For sure.
So what's that all about for those who are just finding out about you guys?
A few different parts to the warranties. First and foremost, there's the manufacturing defects. So if there's any issues with the way the tire was manufactured itself, there's coverage for that, and that's up to about 60 months depending on the product. From there, so things like that would cover if there's ever weather cracking, channel cracking. We typically don't see out of rounds anymore. There's a lot of technology that goes into building these things, so there's a few different sensors that can kind of call any unevenness to the way the tire was constructed. But nonetheless, once you get the tires on your vehicle, there's a few different categories. There's road hazard warranties, so you're protected for the first year, right? So we've all been there. You drive
out of new construction areas.
Oh, man.
Let's go visit our home and see if the foundation's up. And you come back and go, how come it's just one tire that's not going?
Well, that's it. Yesterday, the day before, walking the dog, of course, I spot you know, 4-inch long screw on the road. I'm like, that needs to come off. So ran into the road, picked up the screw, saved somebody, you know, big headache. But you know, a year long road hazard warranty is gonna that's great. It's
coming
really
from Midtown. You're playing defense that whole way, and it doesn't matter what you're doing. I mean.
And of course, right now, Midtown, you don't know where the next pothole is going to develop. And it's not because it's like a change in season. It's because all the construction's going on. So there's one massive pothole that's developing around the corner from my place. And I hit it hard with a big, I think it was a big SUV.
Yep.
But I'm like, this is not good.
And it isn't justly. It used to be just on the roads in TO, or whether it's Kitchener or anywhere. Now it's on the highway. I was going to the 427 to cut off the 401.
Yeah.
You know, which is always a challenge because some guys are going east, and that's always like, okay, it's like Monte Carlo, who's going this way. But there are big potholes now on the 427,
dangerous.
The 410.
Yep.
And we were heading down to Florida back in March, and we hit a pothole coming into North Carolina. And I thought, okay, this is gone. But boom, it didn't go boom, but it was great. So if you hit a pothole in the first year, you're covered with this.
First year within 25% wear of the tire. So
it varies.
And having that confidence in the tire and knowing that you're covered, it's a huge help, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, all it takes is the right pothole, the right curb. Things happen, right? Life happens, and you know, you're coming down here, somebody, you know, might poke a little bit out at the intersection, so you're staring there, you're trying to drive safe, and all of a sudden you look up and there she is just waiting for you, right? So you hit the potholes, you get unfortunate, but nonetheless, you're driving up north, you're doing a lot of highway driving, and or you're driving south, like you mentioned, and there's mileage kilometer warranty as well. So you're covered up to...
Yeah, I was gonna ask, what kind of mileage warranty?
So it depends. It varies on the product as well, but anywhere from 80 to 100,000 kilometers, you'd be covered up to.
That's
up,
pretty
up
good.
Up to 60 months. So,
that's really
that's
good.
Great.
Average driver's doing about 25K a year.
Yeah.
So you're covered for an extended period of time there, and... Hey, you want to reach those type of kilometers, we got to keep up with our air pressures, maintenance, right? Rotations, obviously seasonal changeovers if you're getting your winter product in there as well. So nonetheless, Triangle coming in at an affordable price point, it is quality product, but more importantly, the consumer can be, you know, well-equipped and confident that Triangle's here to cover any of their needs and, more importantly, have confidence in the brand.
Yeah, I was going to ask, you don't just have, you know, passenger tires, light truck tires, but there's a line of winter tires as well. What's for passenger vehicles and light truck?
You talk winter. It's gorgeous.
No, but it's important. Yes. It's important.
That's right, Dad.
Because, you know, it's going to seem like in 2 weeks we're going to be talking about winter tires again.
Uh-huh.
But no, I don't want to.
No.
But no, you've got a complete range of tires for passenger cars and light trucks.
Yeah, so you could be covered from your small four-door sedan, into your compact vehicles. Probably the most that we're seeing on the road right now, CUVs, SUVs. So we have
everywhere
a wide mix of grand touring tires, CUV tires, highway terrain tires.
Yep.
Leading into your fleets, construction companies, landscapers. We have high quality all-terrain product that's got the aggressive treads that you need. They're durable. They last long. They're covered with mileage as well. So quite the array of product for sure.
Yeah, I remember years ago, my father had always run normal tires on his trucks, and I went and talked to a tire buddy, and we got some like really aggressive, like almost a commercial off-road tire.
Okay.
And that thing was brilliant in the snow.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, so you know what? Sometimes you almost got to watch, because sometimes the tread blocks are so wide that you float a little bit.
Yes.
So on the braking side, but on the acceleration side, yeah, it did pretty good.
So good. And you've got, because I've looked at the website, there's performance tire sizes as well.
Yeah. You can have some fun, some of those burnouts, but.
I try not to do the burnouts. I try not to, but it happens. You know, sometimes if you're on camera and the cameraman says, "Hey, can you do a burnout?" You got to do a burnout.
Of course, the resistance there is. Yeah. I think I'll do it. But with ATVs, I mean, we've often played the video on our website, and what kind of, like, how long will those things last?
On the ATVs, sorry?
Yeah,
it depends. I mean, really.
And they're rugged. They're rugged tires.
Oh, 100%. So typically we would see a 4 to 5 year lifespan on that. And then obviously if you're in and out of, you know, gravel, construction, things of that nature, there's always the durability side
and
of things.
Do they require like the same kind of maintenance as like the tires for your trailer or your car?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, air pressures. 101, right? You always want to maintain air pressure on it. So, and then the more that you keep up with the maintenance, the longer they'll last. Get them sitting in a different position, right? Shifting from left to right or diagonal changeovers. It always helps, because even though you think it's sitting in every corner in the same aspect, it's not. So
I could see maybe one day you in one ATV, Al in another one, maybe Dave in another one.
Yeah.
You know, maybe
where are we going?
Maybe up in Minden, you know, just go through the mud there one
Sounds
day
good.
And
go.
And,
okay,
and you're going to hold the green and checker
no,
flag?
No, I'll be on the other race. One. I'm not going to hold
the
flag.
Oh, you're going to drive too? Okay.
I was in an ATV a couple weeks ago up in Parry Sound, and it was muddy, and it was a lot of fun, except for my buddy who was behind me. He's like, he had stuff all over.
You don't realize, right?
Oh, I realized. That's why I kept going faster.
I was born and raised on an ATV, came from Northern Ontario, and kind of life's going full circle now. Got the little man at home, and he's
How
trying
far
to
north
take control.
Did you live?
I'm about an hour north, so born and raised in Caledon. Plenty of farmland out there. Had some fun.
Yes.
And we get to go visit Nunno and Grandpa at the farms now, and get the little man out on the ATV, and he's got his goggles, his helmet on.
Really? At three?
At three.
Oh, that's
at
great.
At three,
I love
he's
it.
Ready to rock. And you know what? I've got somebody doing the changeovers and the rotations. So,
and is Nunno teaching him how to make some wine and
a
some olive
two,
oil? And
right now, he's more into magic tricks, where you see this huge plate of pasta and then snaps his fingers and there she goes, it's gone. So but we got them into tires, so
and starting early with swapping tires,
changeovers, rotations. He's helping with the storage side of things.
Get out, really?
He grabs a tool here and there, so
beautiful.
Got it. Yeah, in the shop.
That is fantastic.
Okay, that's great. We'll be back more with David Pula from Triangle Tire a little bit later on. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about some new technology that's going on between GM,
Ford,
Tesla.
And my favorite, Tesla.
Yes, with Mark Saltzman right after this. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in the studio with Steve Scheinman, because Al Gelman is away celebrating his 80th birthday, and David Pulick from Triangle Tire is in studio as well. And joining us on the line is Mark Saltzman. Mark, there's a lot of stuff going on in tech and automotive this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Thanks for having me on, gents. Hope you're having a great weekend so far. So, where do you want to start? I mean, I'm getting a little bit of reverb in my ears. So apologize.
We're hearing you perfectly on our end.
Are you? Yep. Okay, good.
Yes. We are.
Speaking of technology. So, where do you want to start? How about the GM announcement that it will confirm that they're going to use Tesla's charging technology following Ford in that decision, which is, I think, a win-win-win. It's a win for consumers because they can use, you know, Tesla's 12,000 plus fast chargers already. And, you know, it's adopting a universal standard, which is going to be great. It's a win for GM because, according to Mary Barra, the company's going to save up to, I think, $400 million US on instead of researching and adopting a different EV charging technology, they're going to use Tesla's. And it's a win for Tesla, right? Because they're using their charging technology. So yeah, for those who drive an EV, this is, I think, good news because you're going to be able to have more access to charge up your vehicle with a better standard, I think. Right now, the current industry standard is CCS. But again, Tesla's is different. It's called NACS, and GM, like Ford, will be adapting that technology with their vehicles. You'll need an adapter in the meantime, but then starting with their 2025 EV models, you'll be able to, it'll be the new charging port and technology. So I think that's great. I think that's really great for Canadian EV owners who have a GM. And as you likely know, because of Dave's Corner Garage and you being so embedded in this, you know, every vehicle under General Motors is going to be electrified. So it's a good story, I think.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, there have been rumors for years that Tesla was going to open up their charging network. And this is definitely the right way to do it. And certainly gives both Ford and GM an advantage in the marketplace.
Yeah, it's unnecessarily, you know, otherwise they'd be spending a lot of money that they, you know, within today's economy, let them put it to good use elsewhere. But and it looks like it was a good move in the market. Both GM and Tesla stocks were up over 3% on Thursday when that announcement took place. And yeah, I think it's great for consumers as well. I mean, EVs, I think, is really the way we're going. And I think just by having a universal charging port is smarter than having to see, oh, where can I charge up my vehicle? And, you know, which technology you have to worry about, that kind of stuff. So that was a good big announcement. And then there's also been a couple of big things happening in the hands-free voice assistant space. The first was Amazon released their new Echo Auto second gen. So this gives you hands-free access to the Alexa personal assistant while behind the wheel in Canada. It's under $75, and it basically plugs into your vehicle either through the we used to call it the cigarette port or a USB port. I guess, what is that? Volt is that? Yeah.
Yeah. For me, it's the cigar port.
There you go. And then there's a little microphone that you can attach to your dashboard. And then you've got hands-free access to Alexa. You can reply to texts. You can make calls hands-free. You can play music by simply asking for a song that you like. And for under $75, it's a great deal. I've played around with the first gen and they've sent me the second one. I just haven't installed it yet. But even if your car has CarPlay or Android Auto and you've got access to those assistants, so Siri or Google Assistant, you may prefer Alexa just because you do. And the app, which is really what's driving this, is the app on your phone is really the go-between here. You may have all of your things set up like your smart home stuff. You can turn on the lights before you even drive into the
there's a real advantage there.
Double whammy for the consumer.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, Mark, if I can just jump in for a second. David Poole from Triangle has got a question for you.
Well, sure. I guess how you doing? Thank you.
Yeah, good to chat with you. Sorry about the echo issue. It's
that's
all
okay.
I can hear myself now. Okay.
But I guess if you can maybe elaborate more around the consumer, right? So between the GM announcement and then even this technology with the Android Auto, now consumers winning, right? So I think on the EV aspect, one of the biggest limitations was infrastructure and and the ease to the charging. So I guess that's a win on that side. And then now while you're driving the vehicles, pretty cool convenience at hand, right?
It's a great point. the consumer ultimately wins out, and choice is great. Again, even with the Echo Auto, if you want to use Siri, go for it. You want to use Google Assistant, that's up to you. You prefer Alexa, now you've got an affordable solution to have Alexa in the car, not just at with your Echo Dot speaker at home.
Where are we at with ChatGPT?
The point is, it's just got to be safe. That's it. Like, you just have to keep your eyes at, I learned it was at 10 and 2, but now I think it's 9 and 3. But
it's definitely 9 and 3. I've got a video on my YouTube channel about that, Mark.
I wonder if it improves the spelling, though, with Siri and Alexa.
I doubt that. I doubt that. Mark, David brought up ChatGPT.
Yeah, and that's a great segue talking about the accuracy of these technologies. So another big announcement just yesterday, in fact, was from Mercedes. So Mercedes-Benz said that they're going to be adding ChatGPT to their MBUX or MBUX infotainment system. It's starting in the U.S., and almost a million vehicles that will support it. But this is, of course, if your listeners haven't yet heard of ChatGPT, this is initially it was just a website, openai.com. In late November, this allows you to have real-time text-based conversations with artificial intelligence, a chatbot, and it remembers what you ask, and you follow up and have a conversation. Unlike
algorithm
Siri,
builds
Google,
on
and,
it, right?
And mm-hmm. Alexa, sorry, what's that?
The algorithm builds on it, so it remembers the history of your conversations.
And it's mind-blowing and even scary. And I'm a technologist, so I'll admit to that. Scary in the sense that in 1 second it'll not just converse with you. You can ask it to create content. You can ask it to write lines of code. You can ask it to write an article. You can ask it to write an essay, which I know a lot of university professors are concerned about.
Wow.
You can even specify how many words. You can say, I want a 550 word essay on the history of Denmark. You can ask it to create an itinerary for you, and it'll know which restaurants have 5 stars and what museums, the hours of operation, and how long it's going to take you to go from one place to another. So if you're going to Italy in the summer, you can say, give me a 3-day itinerary with a budget of, it's so accurate. I asked ChatGPT, I'll get back to the car part in a moment, but I asked ChatGPT, what is something that no one yet has asked you to do? And it said, I've been asked to write speeches for weddings. I've been asked to write poems and songs and essays, but I've never been asked to write a novel. And I said, okay,
really?
Write me a novel. Yeah. And it said, sure, Mark, give me some parameters. And I said, okay, it's 17th century in Massachusetts during the witch hunt trial. And in 1 second, it created a multi-chapter book called Shadows of Salem. It took place in Boston, 1692. And it came up with the characters, the dialogue, the scene settings, the plot twist. Honestly, it's creepy.
Mark, when you ask it which radio show to listen to and which tires to drive on, what do you think it's spitting out?
There you go. It will better say
Triangle Tire.
Dave's Corner Garage. But going back to the vehicle, so Mercedes is adding this kind of technology to its cars and that support MBUX, that is, not all of them, and it's optional, but it'll, again, it's like you could say, well, I already have Siri or Alexa or Amazon, but this is or Google, but this is obviously more conversational, more natural, dialogue and follow-up questions, smarter. So this is the evolution of voice assistance. So it's taking what's mostly a text-based program. There are ways you can use ChatGPT with audio now, but now bringing it to the vehicles, so if you are a Mercedes-Benz owner, look for ChatGPT coming soon to a infotainment system near you.
Mark, thanks very much. If people want to find out more, how do they find you?
Yeah, thank you. So I'm on social media. So it's Mark Saltzman, MarkSaltzman, and I'm on all the big platforms. We'd love to hear from you.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us today.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks for having me.
Cheers, Mark.
You too. Have a great one. Cheers.
Yeah, amazing. ChatGPT, give me directions vocally on how to get to Montreal.
It's all integrated in the Benzes.
And it's pretty
in
a cool. minute, Steve, a novel.
We told you we'd get you on it.
Whoa, Triangle Tire. Go buy them and guaranteed. All right, listen. Dave's Corner Garage, we're back with David Pula from Triangle Tire. And don't forget to go to our website and enter for a chance to win those tires. And we'll be doing that at the end of the month. Stay with us. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio, not with Alan Gellman because he's away celebrating his birthday.
80th. Yeah.
He looks really good for his 80. Well. And of course, David Poole has been in the studio with, for the show today. It's been great having you, Dave.
It's been fantastic being here. Thank you guys again.
Yeah, talking Triangle Tires.
Triangle Tires, talking a few cool technology pieces there. That was an interesting segment there for sure.
You know, I can imagine if it probably could come to fruition where you're sitting there with your engineers from Triangle. And it's a ChatGPT, right? Going on, but explain to us a design of a new category of tire, and the speed that it can do it in. It doesn't have to have any knowledge, is that correct?
The knowledge is baked in. So, and some of these tools can pull, of course, from the internet. So there's various ways to do that. It is like every once in a while, because I use it frequently. But yesterday, I was absolutely blown away with what I asked, and what I asked was interesting, but what I got back just blew me away. It's incredible technology.
Yeah, I use it.
Professionally, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, even personally, learning lessons. I'm always trying to further myself. Or
yep.
Leadership skills, things like that. Management skills, how to work with the team. Any ideas on strategy, things like that. It's pretty impressive. And then, like Mark was saying, speeches, so forth. It can write stories, creative for marketing content, things like that. It's pretty impressive.
And if you're meeting with new distributors and they have no knowledge of your company, you can put something together and just sit back and go,
yeah,
it's Triangle.
Pretty quick. Mm-hmm.
And there are tools out there you can train. So you can have a Triangle Tire knowledge base, and you can have these tools pull from that. It's just incredible technology.
So, I mean, let's use it to learn a little bit about tires and how do we maintain them, right? Air pressure, so forth. I bet it would populate a lot of good
for
content
sure.
on that
oh,
as well.
So. Yeah, for sure. And, that's the thing. The heat is the number one enemy of a tire, right?
Of course.
And how you combat that is making sure your tires are inflated. And in case you don't know, there's a placard on your car door opening, and you find out what the actual tire pressures are. So, of course, make sure your tires are inflated to the correct pressure.
So, do you think this with the AI that's just exploding everywhere? When you're getting into tires, and people are trying to figure out, do you think this is going to replace YouTube as far as instructional ways of maintaining your tire, putting tires on? Where do you see it coming down the road?
I mean, it'll definitely compete. I think the advantage that YouTube would have is the visuals.
Yeah.
Right? Being able to see someone where you're almost face-to-face, and it's somebody that's typically experienced it and is now going further in depth on whether it's the product or the service that they're performing. So seeing it, and if I wouldn't be surprised that they're able to do so as well in the near future, but who knows where it would go. Pretty impressive stuff, though.
The one thing we don't have to worry about right now is AI doing all the fun driving. That's that's for us.
I don't think we'll let that go.
No. I know some of the major soccer teams over in Scotland right now are using AI for some of their color commentators.
Okay.
And it's the accents down, the whole nine yards.
That's pretty cool.
And so the guy's doing play-by-play. He's got a little computer next to him who's analyzing the game in real time, and can forecast based on the trends.
Scary.
So can you imagine what's going on in Montreal this weekend?
Yeah.
If you had AI down there, could they predict the route the driver could take?
So what they actually are using AI technology for in motorsport right now is race strategy. And that's being developed right now. So we're never going to do that because you have to be able to make some very quick, very informed decisions. So with our team, we'll never use AI, at least not while I'm running the show.
We'll see where it goes.
Yeah. No, it'll be able to support our engineers
or
our strategists, sure. but not making decisions.
Yeah.
Well, because there is a point in time you're going to get pushback, from a safety point of view. But I mean, for development, as Triangle moves forward, I mean, there's a lot of different avenues that you can look at. And don't forget, go to our website, davescornergarage.com. You got a chance to win a full set of tires from Triangle and an SO gift card. I want to thank you for dropping by. We'll have to do it again. Bring your little guy in next time.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, everybody's
looking
welcome.
Looking forward to it. Thank you for having. It's been a pleasure.
Brian, we'll have to greet Alan with his birthday cake when he comes back.
I hope he
happy
saves
birthday,
us
Al.
Yes, happy birthday, Al. Happy 80th.
And be nice in Collingwood because they know you're coming up there. This is Dave's Corner Garage. You have yourself a great, safe weekend. For those who are celebrating, happy Father's Day, and we'll talk to you next week.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.